The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. There are several new innovations being explored and applied in the different levels of consciousness, be it in the physical, emotional, mental, and/or spiritual realm. We will explain and compare these new healing elements to help improve the quality of life for you and your loved ones. Now, here is Dr. Michael Cudlis.
Welcome to another Speaking of Health. Dr. Michael Cudlis here, your host and regular listeners know that I am a Kalamazoo, Michigan chiropractor in Kalamazoo, Michigan, United States of America. I've been in practice now the last 32 years and have loved just about every single day of it. And this is a show called Speaking of Health. And so this is a health show. We're not talking about disease. We're not talking about low ends of health. We're talking about how do you optimize your life? How do you maximize who you are on this planet so that your blessings can be appreciated by your loved ones and the rest of the world? So optimizing your health. Well, how do you do that? We like to talk about the health balance, rest, exercise, good nutrition, positive mental attitude, and spinal integrity. That's chiropractic care. And in addition to that, we recognize that we are a multidimensional being. We are a physical, emotional, mental, unconscious, and spiritual being. And all of those levels have to be in balance if we're going to be expressing ourselves in an optimal manner. And so our show brings out guests and individuals throughout the world that embrace those principles in some way or another based on what they do. And so positive mental attitude, we've had some spectacular psychologists and authors on. Chiropractic care, spectacular authors and instructors and developers of wonderful techniques on. And today we have kind of a very interesting person. She's a good friend of mine, and I've worked with her before, and her name is Dr. Gail M. Daly. Now, we talk about human beings in chiropractic, but what about the rest of your family? Sure, you take your children there, take your parents there, but what about your pets? What about how is your cat expressing itself, or it's your dog? What if they have an injury? Do they just get standard emergency medical care from your local vet? What if you have a horse that has had an injury and has difficulty recovering and just isn't right after that treatment that he receives or she receives? Well, Dr. Daly can handle that, because Dr. Daly is an animal chiropractor. She's specifically trained and extraordinarily well to handle our four-legged furry friends that make up the rest of our family. And Dr. Daly's story is not totally unique. Like many chiropractors, Dr. Daly got involved with chiropractic due to her own accidents, injuries, trauma, and allergies. She was forced to retire from the United States Marshal's office due to a knee injury. 2 years before that, she started to see a chiropractor for her allergies, and as a result of that, got off all medications. As she says, it was just amazing how much better life was. And when the knee injury occurred, she decided to see what could be done for this injury, and with great success. All of these events were life-changing for Dr. Daly, and she felt that she could be, if she could be helped in this way, perhaps she could help others. And so she decided to become a chiropractor. After completion of her studies in chiropractic, Dr. Daly did advanced studies on how to adjust animals. And she specializes in making the quality of life better for both animals and people through natural healing techniques and chiropractic. Her compassion and intention complements the healing process. And boy, I'll echo that. She is really a special person in my heart. And she is heartfelt all the way through. So, Dr. Daly, are you there?
I am.
It's good to hear your voice. Is it all right since we're friends that I call you Gail?
Absolutely.
Oh, you're spectacular. I love it. So, you're a U.S. Marshal. I mean, you handle people like John Gotti. And you get hurt, and you have to retire. Did you know what you were going to do when that happened? Did you know, oh, okay, now I'm going to go become a chiropractor?
Actually, I had no idea what I was going to do. I was in such a state that I was about to be forcibly retired from 16 years of law enforcement that I couldn't put together two different thoughts, and it was actually one day in your office in Kalamazoo in the early 2000s when you said to me, did you ever think about being a chiropractor? Based on our friendship, you already knew about me that I was really big into fitness and helping other people with their fitness. I've always been interested in bones and muscles, but I've always been interested in animals as well. I thought I was going to be a veterinarian when I was a little girl, but then I took a 16-year detour in law enforcement. So when I retired, I knew I was worth more than just going to work in some retail setting. I said, bones and muscles have always been my mayu, and I can be a doctor of chiropractic. I can help people, but not have to deal with life and death.
Yeah. And that's, well, actually, you deal with optimizing life.
Exactly.
Which is
spectacular.
That's a good point. Now, you go to chiropractic school, and you went to Life Chiropractic, fabulous school down in Marietta, Georgia. You graduate from there. Now, you'd already had an AS, Associate's Arts degree, or Associate's of Science degree in criminal justice, plus Syracuse University criminal justice pre-law degree, a Bachelor of Science there. So you go to chiropractic school, you get out of chiropractic school. What made you pick animals?
One of my girlfriends close to graduation had been looking for a program that she could go to for post-grad work and saw that they was about to start up a third school that would national board certify me to be an animal chiropractor, and something just clicked in my head because, like I said, I'd always been interested in animals, and I thought I was going to be a veterinarian. But then here's this piece that comes around with the chiropractic philosophy and the science that now I can help address the problem and the cause as opposed to, say, drugs and surgery. I wasn't willing to go to that kind of care. In fact, I was grateful that I had never become a veterinarian. And now that I had other answers, in fact, multidimensional answers, as you had pointed out in your opening.
Oh, now that's really cool. And for our listeners, you know, it's like, well, how would the dog, how could they use a chiropractic adjustment? You know, chiropractors just do headaches and backaches, which, of course, demonstrate some of our listeners don't know what we do. As you pointed out, allergies were completely cleared up with you. But the neurovertebral relationship in animals, in other words, anything that's got a spine can have nerve interference. And people that correct nerve interference are chiropractors. Is that correct?
Exactly. You know, when you ask about how can a dog benefit, or how would anybody even know that their dog needs something, you know, so many people, erroneously, they wait for pain or limitation to be the reason why they take themselves or a family member, let alone their animal. And when you talk about the neurovertebral communication, this is the whole source of how we run our entire body, most of which is very unconsciously. It's the innate process of how we all work. It's how we know to breathe. It's how we know to, you know, digest our food. It's how we know that we need to go to the bathroom. I mean, it's just so many processes that we don't think about. It's just how we go through our day. So it's funny you ask about how a dog would benefit. I just looked at Facebook. You got to love the social media. And some woman who is in the dog agility world points out that her dog loves to do the weave pulls on the left, but not the right side of the body. My immediate response to her, and I can't tell you that I know who she is, I tell her, you need to come see a chiropractor. And then, of course, I wrote down that she needed to come see me. Because this isn't pain. This is not limitation that she would be thinking of, like holding up your paw or I can't get up from laying down. This is, I can't perform something that would seem such an easy task, like performing these weave pulls.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you've ever seen, the way, this dog had done something that the person is no longer making a corresponding connection to, geez, maybe it was that time that he fell off of the deck. Maybe it was the time where he was playing with the other dogs and it slammed him in the body. People don't think in those terms because the moment has passed, we've shaken it off after a couple days, and we think that it's done, but it's not done. When you realize that a very, very small percentage of nerves register pain in the brain, we have to realize, you know what, I have to go get checked more often than what I think is a potential chiropractic issue.
Yeah, and that brings up a real good point because in the United States, which has some of the worst health care, some of the best health care for emergency, but yet we rank 37th in the WHO list of countries, and we're always we have third world countries that have better health care than we do in terms of making it available to the public. But most people wait until they're sick before they seek care. They have no idea of how do I stay optimal, and yet every 3,000 or 4,000 miles they take their car in for an oil change, and instead they wait until they themselves are sick, and then it's, oh, okay, fix me, get me better, what's wrong? Our country's health would improve immensely, and health costs, I dare say, would go down if people started doing optimal health care. Now, this isn't preventive health care. Preventive health care is health care where you're trying to prevent a disease. You're always looking over your shoulder. You're never paying attention to how healthy can you become. And yet, if we start our optimal health care, where we do those things, rest, exercise, good nutrition, positive mental attitude, chiropractic care, spinal integrity. If we start doing those things for ourselves and our four-legged friends, then we're going to be optimizing that living being and being as healthy as they can become. Now, when we come back from a break, which we're going to take right now, let's talk some more about not just the positive physical health sorts of things, but also the ethics of taking care of our pets and animals like we take care of ourselves. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis. We're with Dr. Gail M. Daly, animal chiropractor, and we're talking, speaking of health. We'll be right back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Every day, you hear so much about different aspects of the health and wellness field. One day, you hear one thing, and the next day, you hear something that contradicts what you heard the day before. How do you know what's right? Try tuning in to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan. Our goal is to educate and explore this field with guest experts in order to help you take control of your health and well-being. Listen Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill. Kelly covers our relationship with food and teaches us how easy eating well and living well can be, taking us on a weekly food journey, guiding us to a more rich and vibrant life. So tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlis@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Hi, welcome back. Dr. Michael Cudlis here with Dr. Gail Daly, animal chiropractor, and really nice person. She's a friend of mine, so I'm going to be nice to her. And so, Gail, tell us now. There's this mindset in the United States, I think, and it kind of goes two ways. I have a pet. It's the same as if I had a child. I'll do just about anything for that pet, and I'll take care of it and love it. I mean, my dog is part of my family. And then there's another mindset that is, well, it's just a dog, and I guess it's just time to put it down because it's going to cost me more money than I want to spend. Do you find that what happens with people and how they treat their animals?
Way too often, unfortunately. Yeah, that's something that really sticks in my craw. The mindset of, yes, it's my family is absolutely where I lie with stuff because it is our family. It's a responsibility. When you think about your baby not having a voice, but you would do anything for your baby, your animal no longer has a voice either, and yet you're looking at it as something extra, just an animal. The reason, in my opinion, why people don't revere their animals, and I'm not saying everybody, I know I just sounded general there, but the reason, in my opinion, why so many people don't revere that animal is because they can't speak a human language, and so they disregard it. I mean, how many times have you seen an animal dead on the road or even hit and you're not even sure it's dead, and we're going to keep going around it, let alone keep running it over? I don't even run over a squirrel or a bird. If I can safely get out of the car and move it off to the side to provide it some dignity, you got to know I'm going to do that. Yeah. These things deserve to have the dignity. So when people present to me, I've had plenty of people who have called me as a last resort and said, listen, I went to my vet because a couple of days ago my dog was having problems keeping a right hind leg on the ground, so it was holding it up, and by this morning, 4 days later, it can't even get its back legs underneath itself. The vet wants to charge me $4,000. I want to know if chiropractic addresses this and whether you can fix it. After I start breathing again with incredulousness, I'm going, I can take a look and provide possible fabulous chiropractic benefits throughout that body, but to fix the particular problem that you have going on, it may be a process. I may have to work in conjunction with your vet to provide some possibly pain-killing drugs during the time that this animal's continuing therapy. But based on diagnostics that the vet is going to need to do, possibly X-ray or MRI, to determine what we truly have instead of assumptions, you may be looking at weeks, if not a couple of months, of physical therapy and or chiropractic adjustments to address what's going on so you can have your animal and your part of your family back. Way too often I've had big men and women crying about, we can't afford it, we're just going to put them down. At which point now I'm crying because I feel bad that that animal has gone to that plight.
He hasn't gotten a chance.
No, it just breaks my heart.
Yeah. And yet you see the opposite too, correct? My vet says it's going to cost $4,000. He has to have disc surgery. Do you do discs? Can you help my pet? And what do you do in a case like that?
Last year I had this big fella contact me. Turns out he lives a mile away from me. He had a 1.5-year-old mare, the female horse. And he says she won't put her head down to eat out of the bucket, and she's not being sociable with the rest of the herd. He just spoke to the doctors over at the local huge university who wanted him to bring the horse in, give them $3,000 up front, and they were going to do surgery on this disc. Don't even bother calling a chiropractor is what they told this man. So the man hung up with the university and called me immediately. I don't even know him, but he must have been looking. So he calls me, tells me what's going on. I zip over to this man's house, and I have this gift, and I'll just say it's from God, that where I put my hand initially on this animal after I've heard you tell me what you think is going on, it happens to be a very significant subluxation or issue in this animal's body. So I put my hand right there at C3, C4. It's about the middle of the neck. I reached up around the horse's neck. I made my contact. I put an impulse that would come down towards my chest. Everybody in the barn heard pop. This horse brought his head up to normal, dropped his head down to eat hay up off the ground, and everybody broke into tears. $95 later, to me, this man has a fixed issue with that spinal segment.
Mm-hmm.
No $3,000 to the vet university, who would have probably been going, okay, students, gather around. Let's look. Now, I'm not saying that vet medicine isn't used or necessarily in some cases, because it is. But in this case, there was a diagnosis and an assumption and a prognosis made over the telephone, which I think is a little unethical, but, you know, we're all human and we get into whatever's in our lives. But that guy, he was so happy, clicking his heels. I said, I'm coming back in 3 days to follow up. He said, anything you want to, doctor. He came back the next day, put in almost another impulse. Meanwhile, I went over the entire animal to make sure there was no other interferences, because you do everything, because chiropractic philosophy is that anything can potentially cause anything. But it was that pop, basically heard around the world, that put that horse back to being right. Best $95 he says he ever spent.
Yeah, and, you know, horses are not cheap animals.
No.
I mean, that's a big investment. Geez, yeah. I've worked on horses before where they had their own passports, for crying out loud.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're really the Olympic horses and that kind of thing.
Yep.
But the that's an interesting point too, bringing up about looking at the horse's health in toto, and not just looking at one segment. You mentioned, well, you could have adjusted the neck, and then that would have been the end of it. But really, when we're optimizing health, we have to take the whole process, the whole animal, and how they're doing. And so for you, it would make perfect sense to check out the rest of the animal as well, correct?
Well, to include all the legs and the knees and the stifle and the hock and coffin bone and the navicles and all of these parts and pieces, because you got to know their legs, just like our legs and our arms and hands, are so foundational. Go ahead and try, go through your day without using those things.
Yeah, and I imagine with a horse going through its day with one of or two of those on one or two legs not working right, that horse is in trouble.
Big time, not only for what it's going to cause in its health through compensations, but if we're talking a wild animal, we would talk about it being eventually disregarded by the herd or the pack, either ostracized or killed, because it would be a liability to the rest of the wild kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that would create a little problem for that animal.
Right.
So, and I think it's important, too, that people realize chiropractic and its philosophy is basically the exact opposite of medicine. Medicine wants to deal with disease. Medicine says don't do anything. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Wait until it's broken, and we'll do the fixing. And chiropractic, on the other hand, says our body needs constant monitoring to maintain its health and to keep itself as healthy as it can possibly be. We're designed as a self-healing organism. And we don't necessarily need a lot of help, just not a lot of interference. And by correcting that nerve interference, the body's self-healing mechanisms can maintain itself. And that applies to all the different animals, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I tell people frequently, based on the activity or the demands of the animal, that will dictate how much more often than just the once a month for a check that animal should be seen. I
have
seen every week because of the physicality of what I do, the sports that I used to play, the run, jump, shoot that I used to get into between my military and law enforcement time. And so I know I've got things going on. If my nutrition happens to be off for an extended period of time, I know that if I wait for pain and limitation, I've already started degenerative processes in the body that I'm not even going to know about for who knows how long, weeks, months, a couple of years. It shows up as a colon issue, a heart issue, kidney or liver issue, and then you never make that correlation backwards because we're human and we don't think that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And now you spent time in the Air Force too, didn't you?
Right.
Yeah, I have two sons in the Air Force, one of them just went overseas. So, Mark, if you're listening, hello out there. my other son is the commander at Louisiana Tech University at the ROTC program. So hello to you too, Devin. And my second son, while I'm bragging on my children, just ran a 4:38 marathon, 4 hours, 38-minute marathon. Which is a very good marathon time, so for an amateur. But anyway, back to our animals. We're going to take a break in less than a minute, but when we come back, let's talk a little bit about the animals and the idea now of how often would I have my animal checked. Because some of these animals, in the agility world, the dog agility world, these animals are working really hard. And the things they have to do, while it's cool to watch, there's a big stress on them. And so let's talk a little bit about that when we come back. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis, and this is Speaking of Health. And we're with Dr. Gail M. Daly, animal chiropractor. We'll be right back.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas, remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
Explore the power of natural healing with Howard Strauss. Join us each week for an informative program that'll help you learn effective healing methods using natural remedies. Howard's guests include top researchers, authors, and experts who will share their views on a variety of natural products and healing methods that really work. Tune in to The Power of Natural Healing with Howard Strauss, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlis@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
I'm Dr. Michael Cudlis here with Dr. Gail Daly, animal chiropractor. And I'm always amazed. After 32 years in chiropractic and understanding how much better I am with the chiropractic care that's been rendered to me, because I, like you, got into chiropractic after watching some serious injuries in my family occur. And then I started to go and started to feel significantly different as my old sports injuries got healed, so much so that I, like you, then chose a career in chiropractic and left my job as a teacher. I taught in the Detroit public school system for 10 years. And when I went into chiropractic, I was just astonished at the things that I saw. I mean, we had blind people had their vision returned at our school with an adjustment. We had all kinds of miracle cases occur. And I know there was one study, and I think it was at Life, they were studying chiropractic care with AIDS patients, and they had to end the study early because it would have been unethical and immoral to not provide the chiropractic care to the control group that was not getting chiropractic care. And yeah, you never see this on the news. You never hear about this sort of stuff. And just like you never hear vaccine people who know the deadly dangers of vaccine, you never hear the news media allowing them to speak about all the research that shows vaccines are deadly. So the kind of suppression of healthcare, I mean true healthcare, it's out there and it's very active. And so your population that you get to work on is dependent usually about people want healthy pets because they want to keep themselves healthy as well, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, there's a big health kick going on, like my son running a marathon. Why anybody would want to run 26 miles is beyond me. If I got to get somewhere 26 miles away, I'm getting in my car. I mean, look, you know, Philippides was the first guy to run 26 miles. And what happened to him? He died as soon as he was done with it. So I don't understand people running marathons. And that's not against them. I'm just saying I don't understand it. So, but you usually find people that are involved in a healthy lifestyle for themselves, then they encourage a healthy lifestyle for their pets as well. Is that essentially it?
Geez, I don't know that I would say that. You know, I see so many people who do the sports with the animals, and I'll speak initially about dogs. So they'll do dog agility or disc throwing, so it's the frisbees, or something called fly ball, where the handler isn't even moving. Those people aren't necessarily in shape. They get involved in these animal sports with the dogs for the purpose of the dog having activity, the dog doing what it was genetically bred for, and Well, not necessarily in the big picture. I know a number of people in agility who think that they're exercising while they're doing that 60-second run two times a day, maybe five times a day, depending on the event. And some of those people really are not in good shape themselves.
Ah, okay. Okay.
So it was about connection. They'd say it was about connection with their dog, and I said, I don't care. And your dog doesn't care that it's about, say, agility. If your connection thing was that the both of you went to Walmart at 7 a.m. and stopped on the way and had a coffee with cream in it, then the dog would go, great, that's what we do.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So he doesn't spend time thinking about mom and her extra 40 pounds she should be losing.
No, he's about out there doing the activities with a lot of adrenaline and, you know, the things that he's been trained to do the course very specifically. So when I'm seeing these dogs at these shows and people bring it up to me and they'll say, it's not weaving, it won't get on the contact equipment. Quite often these people are going from the place of, I see limitation. And if I'm real lucky, if the dog has fallen off of something or even fallen flat on its face, they may or may not bring the animal up to me. Even though I try to educate these people time and again that if we have even the smallest slip, say you're coming down the stairs, you miss that last stair, it stings. You go, okay, I'm just going to shake that off. In a couple hours, you don't even remember. But what you don't know is that within 6 hours, your body has started muscle degeneration. This is also true for our animals. They jumped off the deck. Even with doing the agility course appropriately, that is a tremendous concussive force on the body. I tell people all the time, I look at the body and these activities, no matter what they are, from the standpoint of physics and kinesiology. So if I jump over a jump and my front legs hit the ground, you got to know that force goes straight up my legs, up my shoulder blades, up into the neck, and down into the rest of the thoracics. Then the rest of the body comes down to the ground. I've got a concussive force that goes into my sacroiliac joints. I have to power forward with my rear legs. Some people get it. Most people just kind of glaze over. They don't want to get it. And so I'm always looking at the animal's activities from the line of sports and kinesiology and physics. It's the occasional person that goes, hey, my dog hasn't been seen in a month, and we've been trialing a lot. Can I have you check them? Those are the people I really enjoy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's always easier to work with somebody that understands the principles. And I actually think the care is better for the people that understand that, as opposed for the skeptics that come in. And yet when they see things happen, and it all comes back, I think, to the way our country is with health care, that you don't maintain the health that you have, but you only try to repair it once it's gone. And our whole medical system is set up that way. And, you know, medicine promotes disease. They have nothing to do with healthy people. They're only interested in sick people. And many of the things they do create sick people. Drug side effects, surgical side effects. I don't know. It's just, it's a different world when you talk about a self-healing body, a body with an innate wisdom that helps keep me healthy, and all I got to do is get some exercise, eat some good food, sleep well, be happy, and then get adjusted. Oh, no, life is too easy. I have to be more miserable than that. And so, you know, and then that's kind of what happens. So tell me now, when you adjust the animals, do the adjustments hurt them? Do you get adjustment reactions or things like that?
You know, I've got a way about me that when I get near an animal, they usually relax pretty nicely. I've had plenty of people tell me this animal never relaxes. They don't like practitioners touching them. It won't stay in place. It won't lay down. And within minutes, it just very much relaxes around me. Now, when I get into touching and palpating, basically doing the hands-on exam, if I find something that is subluxated, you know, the chiropractic term, subluxation, and it ends up being tender to them, it's like when we go to the chiropractor and whether we had pain or symptoms or not, but something is found, remembering that only a very small percentage of nerves register pain to the brain, that if I find something, it may be a little tender and owy, I'll put in that bit of an impulse to correct the neurology and the function of that area, and then the animal gets over it. You know, the animal doesn't do the mental and the emotional part of things. Say somebody got up off of my table and said, but doc, this here still hurts. The animals don't do that. They basically look at you, say thanks in their head, and they walk off like, okay, now I'm going to let my body go handle what it's supposed to do, which is the whole premise of chiropractic anyway, the innate intelligence and just letting the higher power take it from here because I've taken off the interference and the possibilities of limitations of tissue and matter and function. So the animals are, they may feel a little bit of discomfort if I get into something that's got some swelling or limitation, but only for a moment, and then they just go on.
So it sounds to me like your patients are much easier to get along with than some of the human patients everyone sees.
Why I prefer it, who knows? I think there's a lot more appreciation amongst my animal patients.
Now, you've been doing this for how many years?
13 years.
Right. So you have extraordinary experience with this. We've got 3 minutes to go before break. Can you give us a story or two about some of your biggest miracle cases that you've seen? Now, the last one with the horse in the neck, that's pretty good. Have you got any that top that?
I don't know about top it, but here's one that people are going to go, really? I was at a barn to see some horses, and there was a chicken on the ground that was sticking its head underneath a stall door, and one of its wings had it out to its side. The owner of the barn wasn't there yet. I was very familiar with her. So I just picked up the chicken, and I looked at it, and it wasn't drooping or anything. And so I started doing an exam before the human even showed up. And I got touching every bone in the body like I do, and I got palpating and adjusting what I thought I was finding, and the chicken got put back on the ground, and she went back under the stall. When the farm owner showed up, I said, I just did this with this. And she said, okay. She watched it, and the next day she called me. She goes, the chicken's fine, like nothing ever happened. We don't know what it was, but you fixed the chicken. And so people go, really? I said, yeah, I've worked on bearded dragons. I've worked on lovebirds, goats, cows, you name it. Another one I had was some woman was bringing me a baby sheep that wouldn't stand up with its back legs, and she drove 2 hours to come see me. The sheep was wearing a diaper in her car. It was hilarious, but I love just addressing these cases. So I just palpated and adjusted the sheep and followed up with her the next week. She goes, he's a lot better. He's just going to have to make some other changes as he grows up. I've had people say, you know, you stopped my animal from its continued paralysis. Some woman asked me to show her how to turn off her puppy because now the puppy was back to running around the house and being a pill to the rest of the dogs. She was saying it sarcastically. She was thrilled to change. I was at an agility trial, and the runner was in the way of the dog. With his feet, the dog slammed into the man and went down screaming, like you guys can just imagine your dog screaming. And so a number of people responded, to include some veterinarians, and I went down to the situation, and the veterinarians palpating things, and I just abdicated to the vet. And the vet says, yeah, I think it's in the hip. And she got up and she walked away. So the dog owner says, I only want this chiropractor right here to look at my animal. So she and her husband grabbed up the dog, came over to where I was seated, and I got palpating the dog. I adjusted some early stuff because the dog was in clear distress. I said, walk the dog and come back. They came back. They had to hold this cattle dog down so it wouldn't bite me. I got into moving the pelvic bone back into the position. Everybody heard and felt snap, and that dog stood up and said, thank you, and has been perfect ever since. That was about 8 years ago.
Now that's exciting.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, this is Speaking of Health. I'm Dr. Michael Cudlis with pet chiropractor Gail Daly. And Dr. Daly is, as I said, a good friend of mine. We're going to be right back. We've got to take a break. And we're going to continue with some of this good stuff on animal chiropractic. We'll be right back.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas, remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
Do you know about Reiki? This method of healing can complement Western medicine as well as other alternative practices. Besides healing, it can have the additional effect of making you feel more positive about yourself and the world around you. By tuning into For the Love of Reiki with host Paula Vale, you'll find how Reiki can improve your health, bring balance into your life, and fill you with joy. For the Love of Reiki is broadcast live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time and 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at VAPressPass.com. That's VAPressPass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlisspeakingofhealth@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Hi, welcome back. Dr. Cudlis Speaking of Health with Dr. Gail Daly, pet chiropractor. And actually, pet chiropractor doesn't sound good. What is your official title?
Animal chiropractor.
Animal chiropractor, of course. I suppose if you're in the Everglades and a crocodile comes around with a disc problem, you could adjust that too.
Absolutely. Duct tape around the mouth and I'd go for it.
Yeah. That would be cool. So have you got pets yourself?
I do. Two dogs.
Okay. They're healthy as well.
They are healthy. I check them chiropractically every week, or if we are, say, going for a hike, or they're playing a little too vigorously, or they got running and slammed into the fence somehow, I check them immediately because I know that the possibility of degeneration will happen relatively quickly, and they won't necessarily have signs. If you're waiting for limping and holding up of paws and hooves or the inability to move, sometimes you've already gone into a degenerative state that may take a little longer for the healing process, even with chiropractic care. So it's very important It's just like when I tell humans, if you've even had even a bumper car accident, just a little bump, you got to get into the chiropractor within 24 hours or less, because we start modeling scar tissue, and it will model inappropriately if we don't have the proper assistance, chiropractic care, massage, et cetera.
And I think most people don't realize it's the little fender benders where the greatest damage can be done to soft tissue. Somebody that just bumps you, and just is in parentheses there, or in quotation marks, just bumps you. If the car doesn't take the impact, then the driver and the occupants inside do. So very often, when there's a big car accident, the car is designed to protect the occupants. But it's these little bumps that still transmit over a ton of forces into the human body. And they may not notice it, then 6 months later they have numb hands, and they don't put that together with the car accident. And
exactly.
Same thing with a dog in the car.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, do you belt your dog into the car? Who ever heard of that? And yet, if there's a quick stop, or if there's any kind of impact, your dog becomes a missile and starts flying through the air, and then impacts on whatever slows them down.
Last year, I had a client that was a couple, and they had a small dog. I think it was a little Chihuahua. They had a console in between the two seats in this very nice truck. They got rear-ended, and the dog went forward, smashed into the dashboard. It was not considered a traumatic car accident by any means, but with this little dog that weighed 6-8 pounds, not restrained, just went like a projectile, as you said. Next thing you know, its neck is turning more and more to the side, can't straighten his head. So now it's affecting my swallowing for eating and drinking, my ability or desire to interact with the rest of the family, maybe even getting irritated and aggressive with the other dogs because it's in pain. The initial care that it got was probably 2 weeks after the accident, and, you know, the veterinarian gave it some drugs, and it still wasn't a completing issue until they found out about me. Two adjustments later, dog's head is straight, and it continued to get better as I looked into it further with chiropractic, and then I am certified for canine and equine sports massage too, so I incorporated a little bit of that.
And back it is, back to normal again.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think because animals live a little different kind of life, maybe a little active, more active because they're more playful than we are as adults, or even as children anymore if we're given a computer. And I think that do you find that they don't require as extensive care, or is it like anything else, it depends on the injury?
You know, it's not even about the injury. In my opinion, you know, I'm still looking at chiropractic from the initial teachings that I got in human chiropractic school, is that if there's been a slip, accident, or fall, I want to be seeing this animal pretty quickly to make sure that there is no degeneration that is going to begin. Once again, I say that something happens, and 2 weeks later, there's some symptoms, and they do not make the correlation between, oh, yeah, well, last week, he did get caught in the fence. And so last week, we could have started trying to address something. So I always ask the people, what was the animal? What is the animal being used for, trained
yeah.
for? What activities, maybe it's obsessive something that it does. I know somebody who's got a black flat coat retriever who is obsessed with shadows. So this dog's neck is constantly in these tight jerking motions of watching these shadows move.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people, you want to know what the neck is going through, feel your neck muscles, and then stick an apple in your mouth and just bite down on the apple with the apple in your mouth still. Bite down or feel your neck muscles now. You will notice that the neck muscles are tight. That being said, between chewing a bone, playing, tugging, your animal jaws being used constantly, just the bridle in the mouth.
Yeah, that same sort of thing can happen. Yeah. Now, we've got 1 minute to go before we close. This is one of those shows where I wish I had a whole nother hour to speak with you. How can people contact you?
You can go to my website, which is www.heartfelthealingarts.com. You can look at my blog at gmdaily, that's D-A-L-E-Y, .wordpress.com. My phone number is on my website. My email address is on my website, heartfelthealingarts.com.
Okay, perfect. Well, we're down to our last 30 seconds. Gail, I want to thank you for being on our show. You've really opened up, I think, my eyes as a pet chiropractic and the benefits of chiropractic care for all animals with a neurovertebral relationship. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to Speaking of Health. We'll be back next week. And remember the 9 magic words in your life as you go through each and every one of your days. God bless you. I love you. Peace be still. We'll see you next week, ladies and gentlemen. Bye-bye.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of Speaking of Health. Please join Dr. Michael Cudlis again next Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a heartfelt and healthy week.